Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the Ant-Man and the Wasp DLC that came out for LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 last week. Obviously, with the movie coming out in the US, they released it to tie inside with that. Also, this is kind of like the last DLC for the game. So that was kind of like the last, that'll probably be the last time I'll jump into that game. So James, since I've not seen the movie, because it's been delayed a few weeks, it's out a few weeks later for me. Has it got anything to do with the movie in the slightest?
No. It's got the characters, but it's like the other DLC that we've seen so far. And yeah. I guess, as you said, this will be the last one. It has nothing to do with the movie. I mean, it's in the cracks. It's in the margins. If you really, really kind of squint at it and turn sideways a little bit, you can go, it would kind of take place at this point. But no, it's not. Which is fine, which is actually what I want. I'd prefer it that way.
Yeah.
Because, one, it doesn't spoil it for you guys over in the UK who haven't had a chance to see the movie yet. And it for those of us who have seen it, it's not like, I've seen the movie and now I played the game, which is exactly the same. I'd rather have a different story. Yeah. So
yeah, it's that thing as well. It's probably easier to develop when they're not so restricted for it. I do love the fact that LEGO, I've been doing this with these LEGO DLC packs, of bringing them out and spreading them out. Because, I mean, you think of it, the game came out in, November? And here we are in, July.
Yeah.
And we've just played the DLC, 7-8 months later? I thought that's quite a good way of getting you back into the game.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this previously. We talked about it with the Incredibles, LEGO Incredibles review as well. These little DLC packs have kept LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 kind of forward in our thoughts, and that actually worked against LEGO's Incredible, but yeah. LEGO Incredibles. I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied at the moment. Yeah, it's been a good reason to get back into the game. The characters in this one are actually pretty interesting. I like the characters they picked. I wish they were voiced, the same complaint I've had with the DLC since the beginning. But, this method has worked well for TT Games. It keeps things front and center, and now it's done, and we can build up the anticipation for DC Villains. I know you're not going to get it. I'm going to wait for a sale on it. But, for people who are going from LEGO game to LEGO game, this gives enough time to build up for DC Heroes or to jump into LEGO Incredibles, which will, even though it just came out, more than likely be going on sale very soon.
You say that. I mean, it literally doesn't come out to the end of the week here. LEGO,
right.
It's a kind of thing of LEGO Incredibles still technically isn't even out at the time of recordings over here, so whether or not I jump back into that. But as far as the DLC for this one, I did like the contrast between Wasp and Ant-Man. Their powers were quite different in the game.
Yes, which was something I was worried about, but I mean, it does make sense to a degree. Wasp has always had flying. She's always had the stingers. And then Ant-Man, of course, has pretty much entirely been controlling ants and changing sizes. So yeah. He always seemed to get the poor end of the stick on that, and yet he was the more visible hero for quite some time.
Yeah.
I do like that they did different, because there were a couple of other previous DLC where the characters were just like, I think in the Black Panther one in particular, it was like, you can have Black Panther, you can have Shuri, and they're basically the same. Mm. Or you can have his bodyguards, and they're basically the same, but they can't dig. And it's like, But this one, at least, you get enough different going on.
Yeah, I mean, as well as that, you had you could play, Goliath for a bit as well.
Right.
And he seemed a little bit, I mean, that end battle with the chicken, it took me so long to do. Such an annoying, I mean, you could definitely say they tried at least to put a point of trying to make it difficult enough that it felt like, but it started just getting dull because it was taking so long to beat him.
Yeah, it was definitely not one of the better boss battles. And that's been a complaint I've had for the LEGO games for quite some time, is, they try to make the boss battles significant. Yeah, as you're supposed to, your boss battles. But they've often used a kind of shorthand of, we're not going to make it difficult so much as there are just times when you can't hurt it, so you have to do these arbitrary things. Villain pops in, you punch him once or twice. You have to do more arbitrary things. It's the formula, and I think they just dragged it out a little too long with this one.
Yeah, it was. I said, having just been playing and finished off Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, having those bosses, compare them how difficult they were compared to where we literally would start there for an hour trying to beat a boss. The Lego one is not. The trouble with the Lego one is it wasn't so much difficult, it was just long. Because you're not dying and you just keep punching and blowing things at it.
Yeah, they're not repetitive, they're drawn out. They just you do this thing and then you can't hurt him, so you've got to do this other thing it's not unique to this DLC.
Yeah.
But it is something that Lego really needs to address. They really need to kind of figure out what they're going to do to make boss battles more interesting but still accessible, because remember, Lego is a kid's game. We don't want them to become, you know, Dark Souls or Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. The kid shouldn't want to throw the controller. But at the same time, you do need to have that constant feeling of I'm doing something rather than just get on with it already. You know, so.
I mean, also, you had quite a few puzzles and stuff in there. It was actually quite a long DLC. I'm just trying to think. It felt 15, 20...
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes, which doesn't seem like much, but it is longer than I think any of the other DLC that we had for this. So
it definitely was good. Definitely value. I mean, I think, you know, if you're buying it independently for like £2.50 or $3, I think you get your money's worth out of it. I think if you had the I always think season passes for the Lego Marvel Superhero games are great value. I think they are. They offer a lot of content, and I'm really happy with that, how that worked. And I'd rather have that than microtransactions and all the rest of it. And then, but yeah, just as a whole, it just seemed like it just was just a fun little playthrough.
Yeah, and I'll say Lego is still the only game at this point that I will buy a season pass for. I will get them for other games, but only after they've been out for a while and come on sale. And that way I get all the DLC that's come out and I get it for less than the season pass price. Because more often than not, including with this, we didn't really know what the season pass was going to include. They actually announced up front, you know, it'll include these movies and these TV shows, but we didn't know, you know, what characters would be involved, whether they would follow the story or not, etc. But, you know, these days especially, like Assassin's Creed Odyssey or Assassin's Creed Origins, they have the season pass, but when you buy it, if you buy it at launch, you have no idea what that season pass is going to include.
And so I won't
buy these season passes until they've already had everything come out, in which point they go on sale anyway. But Lego continues to be the one where I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and get the season pass. Because, A, they're cheap, and then, two, you almost always get the money value out of them.
But, no, it's definitely – it's kind of that sad thing of, like, for me, almost that's the end of the game now. That's the kind of – the I probably won't fire it back up again. But great game. Great DLC. If you haven't picked it up, get it in the sale. Lots of characters and stuff in there. If you're on the fence between this and Incredibles, I'd go with Lego Marvel. I still think Lego Marvel was a better game than the Incredibles. But just fun. Enjoyed it. Any closing thoughts?
Just on that last bit, which would be if you are between Lego Marvel Super Heroes and Lego Incredibles, just go with whichever one you are more interested in the characters. So if you're more interested in Pixar characters, go Incredibles. But if you're split even on them, definitely go with Marvel Heroes. You get a lot more content than you do in the Incredibles, not even counting the DLC.
Yeah. So on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, subscribe, follow, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon with another episode. Laters.
Later.